Here's this body then of oral mythology. Now it does not break into writing, into scriptorial statement, until 1136. On that date, there is published a work by a monk, Geoffrey of Monmouth, The History of the Kings of Britain. This book purports to be a history of the kings ruling in the British Isles, specifically in Britain, from the time of the fall of Troy until the coming of the Germans. The model for the book is Virgil's Aeneid. The story in Virgil's Aeneid is of the fall of Troy, the escape of Aeneas, a Trojan, from Troy, his voyages until he arrives in Italy, and his establishment of Rome. The same model is used for the coming of a figure named Brut, B-R-U-T, after whom Britain is named, from Troy, the length of the Mediterranean, up and around to Britain, and establishing there the line of the British kings. The book is a compendium of Celtic lore, which up to that time had not been known to the literary world. And it broke like a bomb on the world of the time. Immediately it was translated into Norman French by an author named Wace, W-A-C-E. And it's in Wace's version, the work is called Wace's Brut, B-R-U-T, it's in Wace's version that the Round Table first appears. This is immediately later, still 12th century. Right after that, there's published in Middle English a book by a clergyman in the south of England named Layamon, L-A-Y-A-M-O-N, a work called Brut. Enormously popular. And when you read Geoffrey of Monmouth's History of the Kings of Britain, which can be obtained in translation in every man's library, there you find Shakespeare's Lear, King Lear, with his three daughters, and you find at the end the story of Vortigern, the last of the British kings who actually invited Hengist and Horsa into Britain to defend him against the Picts and the Celts, and you find the story, the beginning story of Arthur, the legend of Arthur as it then had developed. So that's my little prelude to what I'm going to call the whole history of Arthur. In England, it is King Arthur that was the most important figure of these cycles. When the material was brought by bards to the courts in France, Arthur was not so important. France already had its hero king, namely Charlemagne. What became important were the knights of the Round Table and their various careers. So that in the English version, the original English versions, we have the story of Arthur as most important, whereas when we get to the continent, it's going to be the French. What had happened in England previously to the writing of the History of the Kings of Britain was an event of importance no less great than that of the invasion by the Germans. And this was William the Conqueror's conquest of the last of the English kings, 1066, at the Battle of Hastings, when King Harold was overcome, and the Norman-French dynasties of England were established.